here at the Only Songs That Matter podcast do not endorse Valentine's Day or Singles Awareness Day, though I hear great things about Sherry's Berries. www.berries.com. Huge chocolate-covered strawberries. Ask for them by name. This has not been a paid endorsement. Now, on! Follow Micah at Micah White. Here I am, Micah White. What up, party people, and welcome to episode 41 of the Only Songs That Matter podcast, available on iTunes and at themichaelwhite.podbean.com. Big show today. I've long had a hankering for a token British song-filled podcast, and today's the day. It's time for some token British love.
Love?
British love.
Token British love?
Why, yes, I think it is.
The Token British Love Show on The Only Songs That Matter. That's right, The Token British Love Show. Now, like I said, this isn't an endorsement of Valentine's Day or anything else. I actually think holidays are pretty stupid. I just like a good theme, and this one jumped out at me. I was originally just gonna do any song with love in the title, but I realized there were so many damn British songs that worked for that, so it kind of wrote itself. What a world. Also, only one of these will be deemed the week's official Token British Song of the Week, for the record. Being I have my unofficial rule that a band can only have one Token British song, I don't want to take five artists off the table in one fell swoop. But yes, one will be the official tune. That's only important to me, but there it is. Let's do it. The Only Songs That Matter. From the album Wings at the Speed of Sound, here's a little ditty by Paul and the late Linda McCartney. Number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in April 1976, here's Wings and Silly Love Songs. Dig that bass line. Yeah, on The Only Songs That Matter, Token British Love Show.
Thank you.
What is wrong with that? Paul McCartney asking the musical question. Wings, silly love songs. So God bless Sade. She gave me three different songs to choose from that each fit this theme. I could have gone with No Ordinary Love or Your Love is King, but our winner today is Hang On to Your Love. Probably because I love that piano breakdown in the middle. Color me biased. Here's Sade, Hang On to Your Love on The Only Songs That Matter, The Token British Love Show. This next guy 6 years ago live in DC. Almost saw him later that same week, but I sold my ticket to some stupid teenage girl. Mika, Love Today. Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today, gonna love today. Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today. Any way you want to, any way you got to. Love, love me, love, love me, love, love. I've been crying for so long, fighting tears just to carry on. it's time for a breakdown. Micah. Yeah, I saw Mika in DC at the 930 Club on a Tuesday in June 2007, and I had also bought tickets to see him that next Friday at the Nokia Theater in New York City. Now, it was a great show and all, but once was really enough, you know. But I had the tickets, and I was gonna go, but some girl was in line. She was all like, oh my god, it's sold out, oh no, why? And I was like, hey, there's beer in this town that won't drink itself, you can have them. So I sold them to her, but I sold them to her at face value, because I'm a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Speaking of the 930 Club, I was there this past Monday for George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. Shout out to the Vinyl District for the ticket hookup. Check him out at thevinyldistrict.com. Interesting, by the way, I randomly used him on the last podcast for the White Man Sampler bit there, right before I won the tickets. Maybe I should put, like, you know, Madonna in one or something. I did put Madonna in one when I did the Mike is a Bad DJ. What's up, Madge? Where are my tickets at, biatch? Of course, you'd have to stop using her bad British accent. And never mind, I cut that out, that's stupid. Anyway, and obviously, the show was amazing. I love that he just sits down for 15-20 minute intervals between verses and choruses while the cast of characters, known as Parliament Funkadelic, just do their thing. It's a true inspiration. Other music news, the Grammys were this past Sunday, and, meh, that show was, First of all, fuck fun, okay? I'm sick of them. Secondly, Justin Timberlake's back, JT's back, y'all. Thirdly, Prince is a pimp. With that cane, yeah. And Gautier getting his Grammy from Prince was a pretty awesome moment. That's all I'm gonna say about that, because if I keep going, I'm gonna double back to fun in my mind and just fuck that band. And at last, as promised, my rundown of the Oscars. Coming up in a couple weeks here. Really, the main reason I'm doing a show. Gotta get this in before the Oscars. So as I think I said, I watched 8 of the 9 Best Picture nominees. Did not, will not watch Les Mis. Don't need it, don't want it. Gonna make this quick and we can check my work in a couple of weeks. Best Picture, momentum's going to Argo, man. Golden Globes, BAFTAs, I'm going Argo. Would love Django, but it's not gonna happen. Best Actor, probably gonna be Daniel Day-Lewis. Would love for it to be Denzel, but as much as I enjoyed Flight, it's not an Oscar-winning role. Let's be honest. And Bradley Cooper, get out of here. Now, Best Actress is a quite interesting category. Briefly put, who do I want to win? 120% behind Kevonzanae Wallace from Beasts of the Southern Wild. Problem? Nobody saw that movie. Who's gonna win? Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark Thirty. Not bad, it's a good movie, at least. Supporting actor, gonna be Christoph Waltz? Gotta be Christoph. If he's upset, it'll be by Tommy Lee Jones, but Christoph all the way. Supporting actress, that's where we have an interesting race, except Anne Hathaway is going to win, and that sucks. Other gimmies? Obviously, Amour will win Best Foreign Film, considering it's nominated for Best Picture. Should it? Probably not. But I haven't watched any of the other nominees for Best Foreign Film, so whatever. Adele's going to win an Oscar for Skyfall, and Quentin had better win another Oscar for Best Original Screenplay, being he didn't even get a director nod. Anyway, those are my picks. We'll see how I did. Woo! That's the breakdown. Back to the Token British Love Show. JB's Hit Me. Good God! This tune is from David Bowie's 15th studio album. Good Lord, 15th. It also sounds like Footloose right here at the top, but it's not. Let's Dance is the album, by the way. Here's Modern Love on the Token British Love Show.
There's no sign of
God in heaven, you know I love the only songs that matter. I don't have a lot of time here, but suffice it to say, this is one of the worst songs you can elect to do at karaoke. Great tune, don't get me wrong, but after a verse and a chorus, you want to get out, and there's still like another 4 minutes. Consider yourself warned. Foreigner, only songs that matter.
I've gotta take a little time. A little time to think things over. I better read between the lines. In case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see.
That's Foreigner. I want to know what love is. I'm telling you, stay away from that song on karaoke, though, whatever you do. I want to know what love is.
It's the Token British Song of the Week on The Only Songs That Matter.
Oh, yeah!
Finally, without further ado, here is our undisputed official Token British Song of the Week. Now, The Cure also brought two viable songs to the table, the other, of course, being Friday, I'm in Love. So I obliquely put it up to my Facebook friends to decide for me without telling them which two songs exactly were in contention. Don't we give away the theme? Then I just decided, because you can't depend on anyone for help these days. Love Song, on The Only Songs That Matter.
iTunes, I clicked on subscribe and got The Only Songs That Matter.
That's not pitchy at all. Hey, that was fun. There's your Token British Love Show, kids.
That was the Token British Love Show on The Only Songs That Matter.
The Cure, Foreigner, David Bowie, Mika, Sade, Wings, plus a little 10cc. Until next time, don't call me Daddy Juice. And keep on rocking in the free world. See ya! Thanks for listening to the Only Songs That Matter podcast. Follow and tweet Micah at Michael White. Subscribe on iTunes. Get the biz delivered right to you. Find web shows and more at funnierdie.com/Michael White and youtube.com/FollowDisco.
Follow Disco.
Where are my tickets at, biatch?